This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about, well, the former Region 2 Area Agency on Aging. It's just a name change, and I'm happy to have on the program to talk about that name change and a lot of great things that are happening there. Julie Weatherby, the CEO of Wellwise Services now. Julie, welcome back into the program.
Thank you, and it's great to be here today.
Well, there's so many great things that we're going to be talking about. First off, there is that name change. It's now Wellwise Services. Why the name change, Julie, and where did it come from?
Yes. So our new name is Wellwise Services Area Agency on Aging. And as we were in the process of building our new construction, we considered, you know, what our name was going to be, and it really was the perfect time to consider rebranding ourselves. So historically, there's been a lot of confusion around, you know, in the community about who's the Department on Aging, who's the Area Agency on Aging, and there's also a Region 2 Planning Commission in Jackson. So we just wanted to give our agency a name that better fits what we do in the community.
And where did that name come from? Where did you come up with it?
Well, Wellwise Services is a name that was decided on by our board of directors after several meetings with discussions of a committee of staff and board members alike, as well as a marketing consultant.
Okay, excellent. And they came up with this. And it is, I think, a neat and very appropriate name for what you do. And speaking of that, because of the name change and rebranding, has any of the services that you had provided before changed at all, Julie?
Well, our services have not changed. So how we kind of came up with Wellwise was well refers to wellness, health, caregiving, independence, and safety. And WISE refers to giving people the resources and information they need to make good decisions as they plan for services for themselves and others. So our services and all of our programming have not changed. We're still an area agency on aging that serves Hillsdale, Jackson, and Lenawee counties. And we are still part of the Area Agency on Aging Association of Michigan and U.S. Aging, the national network. And we're still just in the community providing services for older adults and adults with disabilities.
This really does make it a little bit easier for people to remember, and thinking about, you know, where do I go and where can I get these services from? And it's good to know that those services have not changed, too.
Yeah, we have the same great staff. Our mission is the same, to help folks stay independent in their homes in the community. And all of our programming aligns with that.
As well as, you know, being able to go and say, well, where do I go, and what's a good way of finding out what's available? Wellwise is still going to be able to provide that, right?
Correct. And we still have our website, wellwiseservices.org, and our phone number is the same, 517-592-1974. So we just encourage folks out there to give us a call if they want to know what we're about, or if they have someone in their life that they'd like to explore resources for.
Absolutely. Well, along with the rebranding and a new name, we have a new building, too.
Yes. We're so excited. We just started moving in this week. And so our building project was led by an organization called Progressive AE Architecture and Engineering Firm. And the building is about 24,000 square feet, and it's two full stories with a basement. It's a wood frame building and has some structural steel support. It has an all brick exterior with an aluminum storefront window system. And really, it's on back order, but we're waiting for a generator for full operation in case of a power outage.
Ah, nice.
And the entire building meets accessibility requirements and incorporates, you know, universal design strategies, which really help us serve our community and our community members in a better way.
So from where you were originally you moved into this new building. How far from the old place is it?
It's literally across the street.
No kidding. All right.
The address is 107 Chicago Street. We're in downtown Brooklyn. We love, you know, being there in that community. It is somewhat central located to our three counties. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it accessible for all three counties as well as our staff. And it really is a great location.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's that you're not that very far, so that helps with the move, too, I bet, too.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, just to mention a couple of the amenities, we have a 600-square-feet community room, which is a really awesome room at the front of the building where we can hold classes and education for those we serve, as well as a bigger space for our staff to meet. It has flexible workspaces for folks that are more – for our staff that are more transient. And then it has a lot of private meeting rooms for meeting with community members or clients that offer privacy and security.
And like you said as well, keeping it there in Brooklyn to where it's really centrally located for the counties that you serve really makes it really, really nice. But to be able to have the extra space and be able to provide or have the ability to provide even better the services that you currently do and probably may do in the future then, Julie.
Exactly. We have, you know, space there to grow and continue to meet the needs of older adults and adults with disabilities in our community. One of the things I failed to mention was we have a beautiful new parking lot. Our old location, parking was a challenge, to put it mildly. So we have our own parking lot right there by the front of the building where we'll be more accessible for folks visiting us.
Absolutely. And congratulations not only on the new name, the rebranding, but also on the new building, Julie. This is really great for you.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to thank, you know, the staff at the agency for all their hard work during this process and being patient with the process, our board of directors who, you know, really approved the building and really have been supportive along the way, as well as all of our community who have just been awesome. The Village of Brooklyn has been awesome in helping us through the project as well. So we're just really excited for it and are excited to share it with everyone.
This is probably a good time to remind people to look on loved ones and to check on those that are maybe getting up in years or maybe are not able to get out as well as what the rest of us can. This is going to be a good time and a great reminder to check on those people, Julie.
Yeah. I just encourage folks to reach out to people in your lives, whether they're a neighbor, a family member, a friend. And if they're having some challenges, you know, reach out to the Wellwise Services and see if we can assist. We work closely with the Lenawee Department on Aging, and we just are, you know, if we don't have the program that can help, we can help folks find who could be that help. And, you know, I encourage caregivers as well. I know caregivers carry a big burden in the community, and many of them are, you know, just helping and supporting a neighbor or a family member. But there are supports out there for caregivers as well.
And it's so important for the caregivers to be able to know about those services and to have that relief that they really need, because, as you mentioned, they do carry a heavy burden.
Yes. Yes, it is very important. So any questions, reach out to us at Wellwise Services. Again, our number is 517-592-1974, or visit us at wellwiseservices.org.
Another item that we would like to cover is a special event that you're going to be having that's going to be coming up relatively soon, Julie.
Yes, and we have a program at the agency. It's called our Safe Haven Program, and it's a program that helps the most vulnerable in our community, and those are folks that are victims of elder abuse. So we get some funding from the state and federal government, but we also have needs that present that we can't use those funds for. So every year we have an annual event, and we have it during Elder Abuse Prevention Week, and we call it the Safe Haven Benefit. And this year it's on June 15th. And it's from 3 to 5, and we're selling tickets to the event on our website. So if you visit us at wellwiseservices.org, you can see a way to either buy a ticket to the event, and we'd love you to come, or to make a donation towards the program.
And what are some of the things that will be happening during the event, Julie?
Well, we're having some live music by Ian Stewart. And then there's going to be, you know, some food and a cash bar, but also, you know, just conversation and more information on how you can support, you know, preventing elder abuse.
So where is the event going to be actually held then?
It's at Shady's Tap Room in downtown Brooklyn, which is 110 North Main Street, and it's right there on the boulevard in Brooklyn, Michigan.
Okay, and again, the date and time?
June 15th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Excellent. And again, they can get tickets by going to?
WellWiseServices.org or give us a call at the agency at 517-592-1974.
Excellent, excellent. Julie, thank you so much for being on the program always. I look forward to having you on and telling us about the great things that the agency does have, now known as WellWise Services, and the different classes that you'll be having that will be coming up too that I think are so important to our residents, not only for those that would benefit from them, but also the caregivers too.
Yes. Yes. And thank you so much for having me and representing WellWise Services. It's a great, I love the mission and we love to talk about it.
My guest has been Julie Weatherby, the CEO of WellWise Services. My guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.